Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Olerud. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Sprague. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Robert Perez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Randy Knorr. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jeff Weir. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. And now, play ball. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Alomar moves to second. John Olerud batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Perez who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Raines hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura strikes out. One out. Lyle Mouton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mouton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. Martinez scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen hits a line drive towards third. Sprague reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague strikes out. 1 out. Robert Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Knorr and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Martinez moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Giovanni Carrara now pitching. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mouton takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud throws to second for 1, and Gonzalez throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Thomas scores. Ventura scores. 2 outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Durham moves to second. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knorr hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Mouton who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Stewart goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, White Sox. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. Two outs. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Alomar. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Alomar steals second. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Olerud is 0 for 1 in the game. Olerud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague is 0 for 1 in the game. Sprague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Knorr and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Knorr and he is safe. Johnson steals third. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Raines. The throw from Knorr and he is out, Gonzalez applying the tag. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Robert Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Knorr is 0 for 1 in the game. Knorr hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyle Mouton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mouton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mouton hits a line drive into right field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Shannon Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Olerud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Karkoviche strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Perez, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Dean goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 10-3, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague is 0-for-2 in the game. Sprague strikes out. 1 out. Robert Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez strikes out. 2 outs. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Crabtree now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mudin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mudin hits a fly ball into right field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a line drive into center field. Stewart picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stewart. Durham moves to second. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crabtree fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Mike Cameron now playing right field. Lyle Mouton now playing left field. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Knorr is 0-for-2 in the game. Knorr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Blue Jays 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 triples. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Olerud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jeff Shaw now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, White Sox. John Olerud is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Olerud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olerud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague is 0-for-3 in the game. Sprague strikes out. Two outs. Robert Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Blue Jays 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crabtree fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Lyons pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crabtree fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Knorr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knorr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knorr strikes out. 1 out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Toronto Blue Jays, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.